What did they call that little house?
Called it a little. They called it a thing.
Yeah,
they called it a dairy, but yeah. They didn't call it a thing.
Yeah, my mama used to do that.
You'd have a refrigerator and things on it, and she
would,
that's
where she'd keep her milk out there because the dairy, because milk was in there. Mm-hmm.
Like, you
were
around,
mess
around there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it a safe?
No. We'd call it a safe. It'd be in the kitchen where you put your, they used to put the ration there.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call a safe.
What about a pantry? What's that?
Well, that's the little place where you keep meat and lard and stuff.
Uh-huh. What'd you call that? A
pantry.
Uh-huh. Did you have one of those?
Yeah. Some of them are, and some of them didn't have any.
My dad had one.
Good.
Pantry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my dad had different things. Put your food in, you know, places
for
your food and everything.
Say if you had a lot of old worthless things like worn out furniture and so forth. You might say that's not good for anything, that's just
junk.
Okay. And what would you call a room that you'd use to store things that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, some people call it old junk room. Someone says it's called a little packing house. And
mm-hmm.
Got all kind of names for it.
Okay. And talking about the work that a woman has to do every morning, say if the house were real messy, you'd say she has to
clean it up.
And the thing that you sweep with, you'd call that a
broom.
If the broom was in that corner there and the door was open all the way, you'd say that the broom was where?
Outside on the porch.
Well, say if it's in this house, but it's in the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
The door's open, so it's sort of hiding the
look
room.
Behind the door.
Okay. And I was just wondering what he'd say, in back of the door or hindside the door.
I'm trying to say, look in the corner behind the door. Look behind the door there.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women usually did the what?
Wash.
Okay, do you remember how that was done?
Yeah. Wash bowl.
Uh-huh.
Tub, soap.
You
don't even ever seen that one, have you?
I've never seen anybody do that, no.
No, they don't do that now. I don't know, a few people might use it. I see some people use it. There's a lady right up there use a wash bowl. I seen her using a wash bowl this year.
Still using it?
She used it once or twice, I think, then the last trailer coming this way. But they gone away from it now.
Uh-huh.
They've been moving. But she was using one of them old wash bowls and a zinc tub.
What about them? Then after you wash, then and the clothes have dried, then you have to do the
laundry.
Okay. Is there, what might you call both washing and ironing together? Would you have one word for both of them?
So would you have what?
Would you have one word to mean washing and ironing together?
Yeah, I got the washing and then I got the ironing.
Okay. And, say if you have a two-story house to get from the first floor up to the second floor, you have a
staff, yeah.
Okay.